And good afternoon, Muskegon. Welcome to your show for news, information, and more. Torn in two for this November 22nd, 2024. I'm one of your hosts, Gregory T. Roberts, and
I'm Melvin Burns.
Melvin Burns. And welcome to today's show. Muskegon, you showed out last week. Over 1,000 views. Watch this show. Just a couple of things, housekeeping we wanted to tell you. You can watch this show if you are driving and listening to the show and like to see the show at another time. You can go to WVS 103.7 to be and watch the show, or M106, the Emoji app, YouTube. We are there. The show is brought to you by one of our sponsors, the Bishop. Custom series and entertainment for all your needs. See the Bishop. A couple of things. Again, these shows repeat themselves, so you have a chance to watch them. We have two guests today. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, please call Janae at area code 231-727-5007. 231-727-5007. At the beginning of 2025, the name will be changed. We'll stay tuned to that. For people that are watching, we are entering our 23rd year of giving turkeys away every year. I'm really proud of this radio station for what they do. I've got to say this real quick and get your opinion on this. Thanksgiving is happening. And by the way, people, normally we don't like to take weekends off, but take some time to spend in with your family.
Oh, yes, definitely. You know, I tend to like Thanksgiving more than Christmas because there's no gifts, but it's just time to eat, enjoy family.
Eat, enjoy family. But listen, because of the election, people are
Oh, man.
Oh, it's terrible. Disinviting people to events, the divorce rate are up. People, take a deep breath, relax. Thanksgiving should be thankful, enjoy being around family, leave those political issues alone, and people that are gloating, take a break.
Yep.
People that are sad, rejoice. And let us have a good time. What's the weather look like, my brother?
Well, as you see, it's a little cool. Temperatures dropped since last week. Today's high is only 47.
What's up with this snow?
We've had outside the city, I guess folks had snow in their vehicles, but we're inside the city. We were just a little wet and damp.
Yep.
Saturday, low 41, high 45. Sunday, low 40, high 48. Monday, low rain. Low 40, high 50. Tuesday, windy, low 32, high 40. Wednesday, low 33, high 38. The next Thursday, low 31, high of 38. And as things change, weather can shift at any point, and some of that moisture, the temperature drops, can turn to snow.
It's Michigan. If you want weather change, just wait a second. So listen, just a reminder again, next week, we will be taking off, spending some time with the family. Please do the same. And remember that everybody out there, I want you to know and think about something. Just because somebody looks and appears that they're doing okay, take the time to ask them questions, invite them over. You never know who you might be touching, because a lot of people are hurting out there. But I'm excited about our new guest. We have a first timer today. Who we have?
This young lady is a native of Muskegon County and a graduate of Central Michigan University. She currently works for the city of Muskegon as a development specialist. And she resides here again with her family. We're going to talk to her a little bit more. You may have seen her name. She was one of the Future 15 designated by the Muskegon Chamber. Wow. Would you join me in welcoming to our program for the first time, Ms. Contessa Alexander?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Good. Contessa, why don't you tell people a little bit about you and your background?
Sure. So born and raised here in Muskegon, went to Reese Puffer High School. I ended up going to Central Michigan University, where I studied community development. I was away from Muskegon for about 10 years, and then I ended up landing an economic development job here in the city of Muskegon, where I worked with businesses within the county. And then the last 2 years, I've been doing the same economic development, but just here in the city of Muskegon now. So happy to be back home in my hometown, being able to spur economic development here in the city.
You're being modest. You do a lot. I mean, you with the Muskegon Rotary Club. Talk about some of the clubs and things that you're currently doing.
Sure. So I'm involved with Muskegon Rotary. I'm one of the co-chairs for their Diversity, Equity, and Inclusions Committee. I'm a board member for the Poppets program. So we assist some of the students at Muskegon Public Schools, helping them out with getting arts and culture, whether that's drawing, painting, music, being able to provide those services by paying for trainings for them.
Being a part of the alumni band, I really want to thank you because you guys take care of a lot of musicians over there.
Thank you so much.
We have you on for a special reason today. I mean, you wear so many hats, but tell us, what are we going to talk about today?
Absolutely. So I'm so excited, especially because this will be the first time that myself and my family will be able to experience the Christmas holiday here downtown the city. So Saturday, November 30th is the kickoff. So that is also recognized nationally as Small Business Saturday. So please shop locally to all your local owned businesses. But on Saturday, November 30th at 3 p.m., please come down to Hackley Park. We'll be gathering. We'll be able to take in the Christmas atmosphere. There'll be festive lights, decorations, free cocoa, cookies. There'll be some food vendors from Carlson Almonds and Happy Matt's Kettle Corn. So starting at 3, there'll be holiday-themed train rides for the kiddos. At 5:30 to 6:30, Letters to Santa Station provided by Hackley Public Library. Nice. At 6 p.m. will be the annual community tree lighting. So huge shout out to Parks and Recs at the City of Muskegon. They always do an amazing job. And then also we'll be able to meet Santa and Mrs. Claus on stage at Hackley Park. Okay. And then there'll be the glow lighting event. So walking downtown, thanks to Lakeshore Legacy Project, where there'll be a huge display on Western to Third to Midtown. And then we're having a festive nightcap. So there are some businesses who are doing some cocktail and mocktails in our social district. So we encourage, after everybody's been on Western and Hackley Park, come out on Western and have some nice cocktails and snacks.
You know, people that are listening to us and can't see, she is just bubbling with excitement about this event. Tell me why this event is so important to you.
Oh, it's so important to get the family out, get the community members out together. You know, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, times are a little different right now. We need to come together and as a community and just get ready for our Christmas spirit. And what better way to do that than, you know, being festive with each other?
Yeah. Last week we talked to folks from Lakeshore Legacy and they were talking about, you know, some of the lighting and the ball drop New Year's Eve. And looks like things from last year, you're building on a tremendous amount of success that you had.
So excited. Oh my gosh. I didn't get to participate in that event, but I seen the numbers and it was so many people that came out for that event. And we're so excited for it to happen again. GLOW has been an amazing organization here in our city. So we're so supportive for what they do here.
Why didn't you participate last year?
I don't think I was in town.
I'm just kidding.
That was the only reason why I wasn't in town.
So talk about the amount of coordination and effort this takes. You know, when you do these events, people always come and say, let's do this again next week. You know, but talk about the coordination and effort it takes to put this event together this Saturday.
Yeah, so huge shout out to all of the nonprofits, our libraries, our museums, our City of Muskegon Parks and Recs, our community engagement team. They take out the time to design all of these programs to get our residents, you know, in the Christmas spirit. So one thing I love about our city is that everybody is wanting to be collaborative, even with the businesses. You'll see oftentimes on their menu, we have Kaya seasonings for this menu item, or Maricela in Muskegon Heights for this menu item. So everyone's always collaborating with each other, and I just personally love that.
The collaboration, how important is it for us to realize that we, instead of competing against each other, we need to work together?
Exactly. We have to work together. There's no competition. We all want the same thing. We all want to increase foot traffic in our area. So let's work together.
Mm-hmm. So going downtown and seeing those lights, you know, we went from dim to like, it's just, but it's really bright, and it's just really fantastic to see the look on the kids' face, young and old.
Yes, yes, yes. And huge shout out to our Downtown Development Authority for being able to provide the funds for that. We contract Berries to do some of the, you'll see some fresh garland and red ribbon soon along Western, Pine Street, Midtown. Another shout out to Glow for also providing the other decorations on the trees too. But it's so important. It gets everybody in the spirit. And sometimes, you know, during that season, it's not the best season for our businesses. So we want to make sure that they, you know, we're welcoming to residents to come and shop local. You can get all your Christmas gifts here locally.
I think I saw a report the other day. We're talking about, is it a like community books or local books that some of the businesses have been sharing in the downtown? And I think I missed it. They were, is there some kind of like program you have where people to shop at the businesses downtown?
Yes. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So something new that we're doing this year in collaboration with Saturday Small Business, mm-hmm. is called a holiday promotional giveaway. So it'll be like a holiday punch card. You can pick these cards up at the Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, any participating business. And what we're just asking is for residents to just visit a business. And once you visit, if you get all your punches on one card, you can get put into a drawing for a giveaway. And it'll include gift baskets, all featuring local products. So huge thank you to all of our participating businesses, our nonprofits and organizations for donating for this cause. It'll run from November 30th all the way to January 6th. So this is something new and we're super excited. And if you're interested, we have on muskegon-mi.gov. There's a brochure that lists all of the holiday events. Also, visit muskegon.org has all of our events as well, because there will be events season long, not just on Saturday, but the whole season.
Now, you wear many hats. I want you to tell us about the job that you do, because it's real interesting what you do.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been working at economic development now for about 4 years. So like I mentioned, I meet with businesses and I want to understand what your challenges are. I want to see if there's any way that I can assist. I like to think of myself as a connector. So if there's, you know, you're having issues with finding talent, I will connect you to West Michigan Works or any other staffing agencies to see if we can help that gap. If there are industries that are, you know, having the same issues, maybe there's a bigger initiative that needs to take place. So my job is to try to get that started, and I try my best and connect everyone to any resources locally, statewide.
So can we put this myth to rest? There are jobs available out there.
Yes, absolutely. They want you to come. They want you to work there. There are plenty of jobs.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, Small Business Saturday, kind of how that came about and the significance of that for, especially, you know, the small business Saturday, for the smaller business, and why that Saturday and even that this week is so important to them when everybody's out shopping after Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. So yeah, this is a nationwide recognized day in conjunction with Thanksgiving, Black Friday. Saturday is the day where you make sure, you know, we shop local. I know a lot of chain places, you know, have great gifts. a lot of the big name places do, but you have some, you know, very creative products here, you know, in your own area. So we really want you to shop locally. And that's another reason why we did the holiday promotional giveaway. And we extended it not just on Saturday, but to extend it all the way through January. So we can try to increase that foot traffic downtown, in the lakeside, on Pine Street, and in Midtown.
Mm-hmm. So... And thank you, and all you said. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest wish for people of Muskegon with this event?
My biggest wish is for everybody, all walks of life, to just come together, mingle with one another, get to know each other, and just enjoy and get ready for this holiday season. Mm-hmm.
Contessa, I'm going to change up on you just a little bit.
Yeah.
You were named one of the Future 15 by Muskegon Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce. You received a Black Magic Award. Tell us what that is also. But I want to ask you something else as a young Black professional in Muskegon. Talk about that experience, and maybe for some of our listeners that think there's not opportunities. One, you know, we want all people from all business ranges and economic ranges in Muskegon, but sometimes young professionals think there's not opportunity here. Right. So I want you to maybe talk about your experience with that, and maybe from your vantage point, even working with businesses, what opportunities are here in Muskegon? What's the future like if you're a young professional thinking of locating in this community?
Yeah, so we are really special, our city. We have an amazing organization called Muskegon Young Black Professionals, where we have that space to connect with others, you know, in our fields, in different industries, where we're able to really, you know, talk to one another, understand our issues that we, you know, face. And that's not always the case in, you know, different areas. So when I came back to Muskegon, I was completely new in this industry, in this field. I'm coming straight from college. And although I was born and raised here, I didn't really know many in this type of environment. So it was just people giving me shots. It took me having to come out of my comfort zone and pushing myself. Thank all credit to God. Pushing myself to, you know, just being a resource and being able to connect to people who don't look like me and people who do look like me. So I will say it can be difficult if we don't have that space, but thank God we do have a space now with Muskegon Young Black Professionals and, you know, other organizations who are here to, you know, create environments for people who look like us. So I would say, you know, keep pushing for those who, you know, are struggling. There are spaces here for us for sure.
It's a doggone shame that I got to say this next statement, but being one of the OGs, being one of the OGs, been there, done it, bought the shirt and the hat. But I talked to, and I find this out with my daughters and stuff like that. Talk to people, the younger people about opportunity. And like you said, you know, coming out of your comfort zone, and that there actually are opportunities out there.
Absolutely. So I am, I would say, a more of an introverted person, but my job, like, you have to get out of your comfort zone. I tell my nieces and nephews all the time, in order to succeed, you have to push yourself. You just have to. You won't be able to learn or grow if you're still stuck in a box. So I always tell young people, learn the art of networking. Sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know, for sure. And just be confident in yourself. Confidence for me, I'm still working on it each day. I get my confidence from God. So I would encourage others, you know, to do the same.
Okay. So it's the bottom of the hour. Give us the date, the time, and all those information, that shameless plug right now.
Absolutely. Please come out Saturday, November 30th at Hackley Park at 3 p.m. You're going to have an amazing time. Bring the family. There'll be festive lights, decorations, community tree lighting, Santa Claus, train rides, augmented reality holiday games. You don't want to miss it. Please come out to Hackley Park.
Now, what if I'm a business that needs to contact you? How could I contact you?
Please email me. Even if you are an entrepreneur, you just have an idea of a business, whether you're looking to grow your business and expand, email me at contessa.alexander@shorelinecity.org.
Lastly, you work with some great people, from the city manager, assistant city manager, from Ann to Tim with public safety. Talk about working in the environment at City Hall.
Oh my gosh. They're family. Everyone at City Hall has been so supportive since I came to the city. They are amazing. Everyone is so incredibly capable and smart in their field. And if they're always working and looking to collaborate with each other, even if it's in different departments, the city of Muskegon is great to work for.
Mm-hmm. Contessa. Yeah,
we left out one thing. I know you want to give a plug in for your family, so
plug in for your family. We knew you were still saving it.
Absolutely. Shout out to my husband, Lionel Alexander III. Love you. Also have a daughter, Issa and Zara.
How old are your children?
6 years old and 10 months.
Nice.
So when I see your husband, I can say I made sure she got a shout
out.
Ran from a couple of events and things. So I wanted to make sure you got that plug. Yeah.
Thank you so much. You really helped me.
Contessa Alexander, thank you so much for being on Torn 2, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much.
May this be the brightest Christmas for you.
Thank you so much. God bless the both of you.
God bless you, and take care.
All right.
Take care.
Wow. Contessa Alexander, bright. She's setting in a bright future.
Yeah, I've met her a couple of times, you know, in the mother capacity. Just a rising star, a very sharp young lady. And I was teasing her because I thought last year she was carrying her child, but I might have been off about dates. But very nice young lady. Really engaging, very knowledgeable. So I think we'll be seeing her, more of her, in the future.
Yeah. I mentioned something earlier about the stress that people are going through and the divorce rate. Give us a couple things about Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say something. This is going to sound so simple. If there's things that you and family members disagree on, how about let's not talk about them? I'm not saying ignore major issues, but politics, what sports team you like, if they create issues where you all can't get along and talk, there's a lot of stuff. Talk about the kids, talk about growing up or family. Find some things to agree on rather than disagree on.
Yeah, games and stuff like that.
Well, I don't know if you play some games.
Well, some of the games, some of us are kind of competitive.
But you know, we have a game that our family always plays. I'll tell you, it's called Mafia, but it's nothing like that. But man, board games, a good card game that don't involve cussing and shooting, but a good card game, a good board game, man, some cutthroat Uno.
Yeah.
You know, just enjoy your time with each other and leave the debates and disputes for another time.
And if you ain't took those campaign signs out of your head, please take them.
You either won or lost. That's done. Get the signs.
I know you protested or you celebrate, but they're supposed to be out of your yard anyway. Listen, it's the bottom of the hour. You are watching or listening to Tornin 2 on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat or AM 106. We'll see you in a couple minutes with our next guest. Welcome back to Tornin 2 on 103.7 The Beat for this November the 22nd, 2024, the 4th. Once again, I want to say, don't forget about Tuesday. We will be giving out turkeys here at the radio station. So please don't forget about this. Our 23rd, we've been doing this for 23 years. And if you're out there, let me say this again, because we will be off next week. Well, spend time with your family, you know, embrace that time with your family and don't take and think everybody is doing well. Make sure you check in with everybody. And speaking of checking in with everyone, our guest, sir.
Our guest is well known to a lot of Muskegon community for a number of reasons, but we're glad to have him on the show. He's one of the local leaders in law enforcement and just a stand-up guy. Would you join me in welcoming to the program the police chief for the city of Muskegon Heights, Maurice Sane?
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it.
No stranger to the show. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I'll steal your question, man. Also, just want to remind the show is brought to you by Bishop Customs Series and Entertainment. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
City Manager Burns said, my name is Maurice Sane. I'm the police chief in the city of Muskegon Heights. I've been a police officer with the city of Muskegon Heights for 26 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Family?
He giving a humble intro.
Yeah, he's been real humble here.
So act like people around, everybody don't know you already, Chief.
I've been at the department, like I said, for 26 years. I've also been involved with a lot of the city youth sports. I've been coaching basketball for about 20 years. I coached Little League football in Muskegon Heights for a couple of years. I started a youth basketball team called Muskegon Heat, mm-hmm. Probably back in 2008-09.
Okay.
That's still going on today. So I've just been active around the community. I had some good people to learn from. My uncle Lotris was a police officer in mm-hmm. the city of Muskegon Heights. And as you guys know, he was very involved in youth football and high school football. So sure. Kind of just took after him. My dad coached football for a while. So my family kind of been active in the city of Muskegon Heights for a while. So just trying to keep that legacy going.
As a fellow coach over 30 some odd years and you got 20 some odd years, how important is that for you to be out there with the youth?
It's huge, man. Just being able to impact young people and try to help them become young, productive citizens is an honor. And just to see them develop from small kids to adults. Like now, I've been coaching so long, I'm coaching my kids' kids. So
right.
Just seeing that change. And one of the guys that I coached was Dave Cross. Okay. And to have him coach my son and develop the same kind of relationship I have with him, he has with my son. So just seeing those kind of things go on is uplifting.
Before we get into you're here for a special topic, but what are some of the things that you want to know, let people know about the people, the friendly people in Muskegon Heights?
If you really know Muskegon Heights, we're really a small community that's knitted together. Mm-hmm. I think if you really search everybody, I think you'll find some kind of connection to one another. And I think that's the beauty of our community is the connection that we have. A lot of the people that's not from our community hear the negative narrative about the crime. But if you really get a chance to get involved in our community, you will find out that we truly are the city of friendly people.
Mm-hmm. Chief, let me ask you this, and we'll get to other things, but being from this community, and again, you've maintained a presence here. The state a little while back decided residency wasn't an important issue. That's been resolved. But is it important for police officers beyond their daily job to have some involvement in the community, you think?
Oh, definitely. I actually think when the state made that decision, it hurt the community. I think having the Harry Evans, the Lotruses, and Floyd Greens, all those guys working the streets and also living in the community, seeing them at church, seeing them at the grocery store, those kind of things made a difference. I think when you have a relationship with your community, it's easier to police.
Mm-hmm. And before we get to the event, what have you seen as far as changes from 2023 to 2024 as far as policing in Muskegon Heights?
I think we're just focusing on the community aspect of it, trying to get more community members to be a part of the police force, people who have connection to the community. We've been blessed to have a bunch of great police officers, even some that don't live in the city. They've been here working for 10, 11, 12 years, so they kind of develop the Muskegon Heights mindset, you know, that tiger pride. So just because you're not from there, I think that blood infusion of the orange, mm-hmm. you know, makes people be a lot of connection to the citizens. So I know we have some officers that work third shift, you know, they'd be out working and they know pretty much every person is out, because that's the kind of relationship we want to build. Just being able to get out the cars, meet people, talk to people. And it's always not a positive interaction, but we try to make it a positive interaction.
I want to bring this up because he passed away, Officer Carter, to his family. Our prayers going out to you. But he was one of those guys, like you said, that made an impact in my life. Talk a little bit about that, a little bit more about that, because yeah, there are negative, but there are also the positive, the people that came up and gave you that smile and encouraged you like Officer Carter did.
Definitely. I mean, it was a story ran maybe about a month ago or so about a group of Muskegon Heights police officers that every year goes to a house where a little kid is at and celebrates his birthday. Mm-hmm. And just that relationship and doing more things like that. I get calls all the time about, can you have the police come? My dad loved the police officers. He's older now. Can you just come by and flash your lights and sirens and let them know you're out there? So we kind of do those kind of things, and just being able to impact people, that goes a long way. Like you said, you had an interaction with a police officer. That interaction have you thinking about that officer 20, 30 years down the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I Chief, you probably noticed too, when you interview young candidates, they always tell you about a police officer that impacted their life somewhere.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And that's the reason why a lot of people get into law enforcement. It's not taking people to jail. It's the serving aspect of it that's really the key to being a successful police officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, but you're here for us another reason. I know we took you down a rabbit hole, but listen, you're here for some exciting news.
Definitely, some really exciting news. The city of Muskegon Heights now have a phone app. It kind of became something of its own. I was at a police conference 2 years ago, and I met a guy that had a app service, but all of his app service at the time was just for police departments or fire departments. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sat down with him, talked to him about the need of the city, that the city really didn't have a way of communicating with the citizens. I think our only form of communication was getting some on the radio or possibly something in the water bill to let them know what was going on. So we talked to him. He designed a citywide app for us. It's the first of that kind from that organization. Came back, sold it to the department head team and begged Mr. Burns to get into his bag and come up with some funding. So we was able to do that and, you know, presented it to the council and got their blessing. And here we are today. The city of Muskegon Heights has its own phone app.
Looking at the app, it's very professionally done and stuff like that. Talk about the importance of people being able to reach and find out what's happening in this city of friendly people.
I think the best example I can use is when we had the water issue a couple months back, and a lot of people was panicking, trying to figure out what was going on. I woke up, my water was off. I'm asking my wife, "We pay the bill, you know?" What's going on? So just being able to have a situation like that, if you got the app on your phone, the water department or DPW director or myself or Mr. Burns, we can get on the app, put some information out there, send it out, and anybody that has an app will get a notification saying, "Hey, this is what's going on. No need to panic." And you just have that information immediately.
So now how can people access the app?
If you are an Android user, you can go to the Play Store. If you're an Apple user, you can go to the Apple Play Store. Type in City of Muskegon Heights, and the little icon will pop up. Hit download, and you have it.
What's some of the other stuff that we're going to find on that site?
When you get to the site, you have icons that says City Hall, which has the city council, city manager, city clerk, finance and income tax information, and planning and community development information. You can hit the icon that says City Inspections. You get the city inspection forms and fees, how to contact them, property and building complaint, Muskegon Heights business startup checklist, Muskegon Heights property maintenance code, rental property annual registration, point of sale, city inspections, questions you can ask. The same thing with Department of Public Works, the police department, the fire department. You can even pay your bills on this site, water bills and things of that nature. Maybe taxes, I think also.
Yes.
It'll lead you to a website where you can pay your bill through there. So we're just super excited to have this platform now.
When thinking that just 2 years ago, you met somebody and to see it now come to life, how do you feel?
I feel blessed and fortunate just to be used as a vessel to bring something that the city as a whole can use and have at our disposal. Mm-hmm. I know years ago, we looked at a similar thing called Blooms, which was not financially reasonable for the city of Muskegon Heights. So that didn't go anywhere. So just to be able to find something that fits us in all aspects is exciting.
Mm-hmm. If you talked to, you know, and that was probably one of the selling points after we had that water incident in April. But just, you know, the idea of being able to, whether it's, hey, if you're on this block, look out for this. Talk about how important that is. You know, it used to be TV, then we went to websites. But now again, everybody, you know, just about everybody's carrying this phone around. Talk about just some of the valuable ways, because it's not just tracking people to go to jail. And you all do so much more than that.
Right.
But just talk about some of the values of being able to communicate with citizens directly.
It's going to be huge. If you take the new construction we're doing on Broadway with having the street done, just being able to say, hey, from this time period to this time period, Broadway will be shut down to a 2-lane street. If you can avoid it, avoid it. If not, this is an alternative route you can take. Just having that kind of information is easy to give out to the citizens. If you have a missing child, you know, we can get on there with a picture of the other child and blast that information out to anybody that has the phone. So it's so many things that we can do to get information to our citizens that was kind of a roadblock for us in the past. Then now we have the capabilities of just being transparent with our citizens. Mm-hmm.
Chief, I'm going to take you down a different road and have you put your police chief hat back on. How important is for the community to realize that we are a tribe and that if we're going to help our city, that we all need to get involved? Good or quote, quote, and bad?
Just to steal a quote from my mentor, Joseph Thomas, he used to say all the time that the people are the police and the police are the people. So that's what we have to
hold up. Wait a minute. You're preaching good. Pass the plate. Let's go back. Say that again, because people need to hear what you just said.
The people are the police and the police are the people.
Man.
Simple concept. Man. We have to be able to police ourselves.
But you know, we were saying, we were talking election night about some of these things and stuff like that. That we, when you have family members that you know that they're doing dirt and stuff like that, and you know they say snitches get stitches and all that kind of stuff, but you know that they're actually hurting the community. But we need to do something. Talk to those individuals.
I just think if you have family members, first of all, let me say a lot of police officers don't like working in their communities because of that nature right there.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I've learned over my years, if people respect you and family members love you, they're not going to put you in a position where you have to make a decision like that.
Okay.
So if you put me in a position, I'm going to do my job.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is how I feed my family. So I have no problem. It might be the most pleasant ride you get to the jail. But you're going to
get it. It was a nice ride. You got
there. Smooth ride. But going into, like, going to prison once a month, and I'm seeing the ages of younger and younger people going in. Talk to those young individuals.
I don't really blame the young individuals. I think as parents, we kind of got away from the things that were successful.
Okay.
You know, when you go to a lot of churches now, it's very little youth involved in churches.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a lot of kids being growing up in this era with very low morale, values, all those kind of things don't really exist.
Mm-hmm.
So just growing up as a kid, riding through the city, you got by a church, whether it was open or closed, you turned your music down. Ride by the cemetery, you turned your music down. You inside the chicken coop talking with your friends, or an adult walking in, your language changed. You know, so just getting back to those kind of things, and you have to allow the village to participate in the growth of the kids.
There you go.
You know, we've got away from that. People don't want nobody saying nothing to their kids. Mm-hmm. You know, and I believe it takes a village really to raise a kid. So if my children are acting up and somebody check them, I'm happy for that. You know, because you can't always have eyes on the kid.
And see, we've gotten away from that because I, you know, when my children were growing up, you know, I said, if my child is walking down in the middle of the street, you better say something. Well, I don't want to say nothing. No, you better get with them. We've got away from that.
Yes.
Don't touch my child. Don't say nothing to my child. But also, we got away from where we're speaking down at children and not listening to them.
You definitely have to listen to them because you don't know what a child's going through. You know, even being a coach, you know, you have kids come in to have bad days of practice and you can't just start fussing at them. You know, it might be, I didn't have nothing to eat today, or I was up all night because my mom and dad was arguing. So you got to find out, or at least try to find out the root of the problem so you can kind of address that. And then you'll be able to continue to help the kid in the areas that they need to be helped in.
Unlike in my day when I was playing football, Coach P gave me a garbage bag and put it on me and just said, run all practice and lose weight. but it's important I do make fun of that, but those people made impacts in my life that I carried on into my coaching career, being a father. Those things I carried into my life. Although when I grew up, there were bad things that I saw. There were parts of the people that poured into my life to make me who I am today.
Definitely. And that's another thing that I think changed. You know, even though you had guys when I was coming up that was doing things they shouldn't have did, if you had potential to go another way, they didn't allow you to get involved in that. They'll quickly say, hey, no, this ain't for you. You need to stick to basketball, or you need to stick to full football or whatever. Now, I don't think you have that same level of connectivity with people in this community. I think a lot of I heard you use this statement on the way in, a lot of the OGs don't do that no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really want to get back to just looking at the people in our community, the bright spots of our community, and pushing them. pushing them to be the best they can be.
That, you know, that's really good, because I'm thinking about like that back in the day when I was a child, the OG that would give you some money and just say, hey, go buy some candy, kid. Don't do what I do.
Right.
That doesn't happen anymore. And now we got people lighting houses on fire and just shooting. But those cases, as much as we're talking about right now, are random cases.
Yes, definitely random. We have, since I've been the chief, and probably 2 years prior to me coming, our rates have been coming down every year. So that's one thing we've been super, super happy about. And a lot of that is contributed to the police officers that we have and also the community involvement.
How important is it for people to realize that they want the crime rate to go down, that they have to get involved?
It's super important. That's the only way you tackle that issue, is because it's really not a silver bullet for crime. If it was, it'd be a rich person walking around here, because every urban community, we all have the same issues.
Every city
have the same issue. So just getting our citizens to understand that if you want your kids to be able to play outside and don't have to worry about shots fired and all those kind of things, you have to report it to the police officers. Mm-hmm. We have to stand up. This is our community. This is where we live. We want to have a great quality of life. Then we have to take some ownership of it.
Chief, two things. One, holidays coming around, weather's changing. We talked before about the growing unhoused population in Muskegon County. What are some of the things that your officers do when they encounter people that appear to be homeless or unhoused?
One of the things we do, we have a clinician that's embedded in our department. She's been there probably a little over a year. Her name is Angela. So she's the resource guru. So anybody that we make contact with, we call Angela out and see if we can get them the right resources. The issue that we've been running into is that a lot of these people don't want to use the resources because there's rules and regulations that come along with the resources.
Yeah.
So they don't want to have to be in at a certain hour. They don't want to have to not drink alcohol or mm-hmm. use whatever drug it is they're using. So they choose to sometimes just be where they're at, mm-hmm. even when you offer different resources. Mm-hmm. And that's just becoming a Muskegon County problem. Mm-hmm. You know, I went to my credit union the other day right off of Laketon Street. And one of the things they told me is that they have homeless people sleeping in the drive-through lot, mm-hmm. you know, after hours. So
we just had that problem at our particular church where we had somebody that we had to deal with. Chief, so let's get back to the app. Thank you so much for answering those questions, because we need to inform people. If we're going to change the city, the county, the state, this country, it means that we need to get involved.
Definitely.
So let's get back to the app.
And you know, I know that I've downloaded, and we're still a little bit of drawn face. Do we have an actual go live date? People can say, hey, I sent something and I got a message back.
We haven't yet. We just kind of had our last department head meeting and kind of had some tweaks we were making to the app. Even if you go to the police page, go to contact us, you know, I just moved some things around and put some information in that screen, added some officers, some command officers. So if people have issues, they know who to contact, who should be in charge, and just getting everything tied up. So we're probably looking at the first part of December of go live date. We'll get information out. If you have the app on your phone, you can go through it and check out all the different icons and details that's associated with the app. Even we got Muskegon High School information. You hit that button, you can go to meet our school resource officer. It has his information in there, the school's website in there, and also tips for the school resource officer if you know something that's going on up there at the school.
Okay. That last question with me was probably unfair. But let me ask this. Have you thought about this, Chief? We talk about the outgoing communication, but have you thought about if this increases the volume of incoming information and how we're going to handle that?
Yes. The way we have it set up right now, any incoming information will go to the department head that's associated with that situation. So mm-hmm. if you're trying to contact the police department, that information will probably come to me. If it's inspections, it'll go to Mr. Morrow, Department of Public Works, Mr. Guy. Voting stuff will probably go to the clerk, Jen. So for us, if you have a tip with crime, you can take a picture of whatever you want to take a picture of, download that to the app, short message of what you're looking, talking about, and shoot it right to me.
Yeah. So some of this, I mean, again, it'll be new for the city, so we don't know whether we'll get 10 contacts a month or 10,000.
Right.
Yeah, we'll kind of be figuring out as we go, right?
So that's, and that's exciting too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to add this because, you know, Chief's very humble. He's not humble.
Yeah.
But we do know, Chief, that apparently, you know, this company's never done this before for a full city. And it's my understanding there's some other communities that are kind of waiting to see how Muskegon Heights does rolling out this app. Is that correct?
Definitely. Like I said, we're the first citywide municipality to use the app.
Okay.
So it's different cities that's looking to see how our app operates, and they'll go and probably try to duplicate what we have. So I'm excited to be first. I always like being first.
Right. What's your ultimate goal that you want this app to reach?
Not necessarily reach. I just want us to be able to have a line of communication with our citizens.
Okay.
I want us to be able to be transparent with the citizens. And I think this app gives us a perfect opportunity to do that.
Okay. Chief, we're at the top of the hour. Is there anybody you want to give a shout out or say Happy Thanksgiving to?
I would like to give a shout out to the city of Muskegon Heights. I mean, I just love my people. I love my community. So I know it's several different organizations doing free dinners within next week. I know Yancey Harris is doing something Monday at Paradise. I believe Corinne is doing something at her establishment. Corinthian is doing something at their establishment. So if you don't have family or you need to get a meal, please visit those locations. That's why we're here.
Don't be shy.
Yes. Don't be shy.
Yes. Don't be shy and hungry. There are actual people out here actually giving away stuff to make sure that you don't have to go without.
Yes, definitely. And also, I would like to also personally thank Mr. Burns. It's a couple of different projects that I had that was being stalled. One was getting video camera in our cruisers. The other one was flock cameras that we got throughout the community. And this app, and Mr. Burns, like I said, he got in his bag and found us funding for all three of those projects. So I want to tell him I appreciate that.
Now, you said flock cameras.
Flock cameras, yes. Flock cameras is a license plate reader camera. So we have several of them placed throughout this community. Muskegon has several of them placed throughout their community. I think Norton Shores has some. So it's kind of like a web. Okay. If you're involved with that company and that camera, every department can access information from that camera. So we can track maybe from Muskegon to Detroit.
Wow.
On flock camera system. So.
All right, Chief, listen, the show is about to end. Will you come back and get some information to us?
Definitely. Anytime.
All right. Listen, we sorry, people. Michael Anthony Smith, we didn't get a chance to get with you, Patricia Burns, we didn't get a chance to get with you. We're too busy talking and engaged. Final thought. And we've been talking about this next weekend. Don't even wait till this next weekend. People, go out there and just smile. Just wave. Just some of the things that you talked about in the old days where we talked about just passing by a graveyard. You took your hat off.
Yes, sir.
Turned the music down. I mean, those are some of the things that were instilled in us. You know, talk to your children instead of talking at it and try to beat at them. Go out and sow a seed in somebody's life. And let me finally say this. Be thankful. Please be in all things, be thankful. And we are thankful for you because it's been 4 years that this show has been on. This is Turn and Turn. I'm Greg Roberts. This is Melvin Burns. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're going to take a week off to be with our families. We want to thank the radio station. We'll be celebrating the radio station next week. For more information, call the radio station, 231-727-5007. About there. Gregory T. Roberts, take care. God bless. We'll see you next week on Touring
Happy Thanksgiving.